So also I've shared with you, which I think is a beautiful idea. Two concepts that ultimately, again, will bring together. Of course, in Parshas B'Shalach, so the incredible and overwhelming episode which occurs is Kriyas Yamsuf. And of course, Kriyas Yamsuf is magnified by the magnificent Shira, the beautiful song that is sung after the cloud, after the people go ahead and cross through the sea, which is a Shira that has so many different parts. It has Shevach, it has praise, it has Odah, it has thanksgiving, and it has an incredible just supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in it, of course, Klal Yisrael says, Moshe Rabbeinu leads them, and he says, Zekeli va'anveyu elokei aviv va'arom emenu. This is my God, and I will exalt him, the God of my father, and I will praise him. So the idea over here is we're making reference to almost two different HaKadosh Baruch Hus. There's the Zekeli, this is my God, Elokei Avi. So there's a beautiful insight by the Belzer Rebbe. So the Belzer Rebbe says, I want to quote it to you. He says, Zekeli, Bechvodo Nigla Aleim, Vayumaren Oso Be'etzba. Rashi HaKadosh points out over here, and he says, when it says, Zekeli, this is my God. So Rashi says, literally, they were able to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were able to say, Zekeli, this is my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pointing to God, the Gemara says, Ra'ash Shifcha Layam, a maidservant on the sea saw what the Navi Yecheskel ben Buzi did not see himself. Zekeli, this is my God. They were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. He says, Misheroem nisim v'neflos, kigon kriyas yamsuf, umarem be'etzba zekeli v'anveyu, zohi madrega gedola. We'll say, the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in miraculous activity is obviously a great accomplishment. But there's something even greater than seeing God in the miraculous activity, says the Rebbe. Gidola mimena dargos elokei avi va'arom emenu. Well, say, even greater than Zekeli v'andeyu, even greater than seeing God in the miraculous activity of life, is the ability to say, ve'elokei avi va'arom emenu, the God of my father and I will exalt him. What does that mean? Kishovdim es avinu shebashamayim, lo mitoch riyas nisim bilvad, Ela mitoch emuna b'chayo lomim. The Rebbe says so beautifully, Zekeli v'anvei represents the God of miracles. Everyone could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculous activity. Everybody is able to point and says, oh, this could only happen because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's incredible to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's incredible to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those moments of miraculous activity. But even more important is, Elokei Avi v'romenu. What's Elokei Avi? Is the God of my father. God of my father is the Ribono Shel Olam, who I believe in. I believe in. What miracle did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for me today? I don't know. I mean, of course, there's always miracles every single day. But the idea is, my ability to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just when he does something dynamic and incredible. It's not just when it's Zekeli. But my ability to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even when it's Elokei Avi. Rabbi say, Elokei Avi is the God of my fathers. Elokei Avi is the God of my Emuna. Elokei Avi is the Ribon Shalom that I believe in, even when there are no miracles. And even more, even when things are difficult, and even when things are tough, and even when things don't go my way, I still believe in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Elokei Avi. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu I believe in because I have a strong sense of emunah, because I have a strong sense of belief. Here, Klal Yisrael is recognizing two different levels of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Ribono Shel Olam we relate to through the prism of miraculous activity, the Ribono Shel Olam who comes through in difficult times, and then there is Elokei Avi, the God of my father, the Ribono Shel Olam of Emuna, the Ribono Shel Olam ultimately, again, who I work on every single day to believe in, who I work on and seeing even in the regular, ordinary things in life, Rabbi Osei. There's the God of miraculous activity, and there is the God of everyday life. And sometimes we love the God of miraculous activity, but we forget Elokei Avi. We forget ultimately, again, the everyday HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Osei, we've spoken about this concept many times. The Stipler Gaon has a beautiful insight that in Modim, in the Shorn essay, we say, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Modim Anachnu Lach, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, for the miracles you do for me every single day. And I was saying, We're surrounded by miracles every day. A person got up this morning and the parts of their body are working. I know I'm seeing things that everybody always knows. But the truth is, the most important things in life are the things that we already know, but for some reason we seem to forget. We're surrounded by miracles every single day. The Ribono Shel Olam does so much for us. So when we're in trouble and something dynamic occurs, so then Ezekieli, oh, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I will say, our job ultimately again is to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives each and every day. To live and to actualize Elokei Avi. I will say Elokei Avi is the Ribono Shel Olam who is cloaked in everyday life. Elokei Avi is the Ribono Shel Olam who is there by my side. Anisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. But who so often I overlook, who so often I forget to thank, who so often I refer to as nature, when in fact there is no nature. Everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. You know, Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful insight. Rabbi Nachman says, this is by the end of the parsha. So by the end of the parsha with the war with Amalek, so the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to keep his hands up. Right? When he kept his hands up, ultimately again, the klal would win. When he put his hands down, the Amalek would win. So the Pasuk says, Vayhi yodav emuna ad bo hashemesh. That literally is, now what, the way it literally translates is, his hands were trustworthy until the sun set. The idea is he kept his hands up the entire time. So listen to what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, Vayhi yodav emuna, kama mine emunahim. There are different types of emuna. Yesh emuna shurak balev. Sometimes a person just has emuna in his heart. Ulam ha'ikar shetzricha lios adam emuna meruba kolkach shetispashet b'chol ha'ivarin. The Rebbe says a person has to have such an emuna, says the Rebbe, that what? The emuna permeates every part of his body. He says, "Kimuvezesh shakasa b'Moshe v'yadav emuna." What does it mean when it says that his hands were emuna? She emuna so ha'isa gedola kolkach at she nispashte b'chol ivarav af b'yadav. Says Rabbi Nachman so beautifully. Do you know what the mark of a great person is? Rabosa, we learn this every single morning. The true hallmark of spiritual accomplishment, Rabosa, is emuna. What does emuna mean at the end of the day? Emuna means the ability to see the Ribono Shel Olam in everything. The ability to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. The ability to know that it's the Ribono Shel Olam who is choreographing my entire life and is with me every single step, not just Zekeli, not just in the miraculous events in life, but even Elokei Avi, Ribono Shel Olam, you're in the ordinary things. You're in everything. You're with me in every single situation. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with me, together we have this synergistic partnership and we make everything happen. I will say that's the totality of the emuna of the Jew. Of course, I have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the miraculous events. The Zekeli. But Zekeli, I will say, you know, miracles are often few and far between. Every day we have Elokei Avi. The emuna of the Ribono Shel Olam was with us every step of the way. And if we have Zekeli and Elokei Avi, then all those two parts of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the miraculous activity, and the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, then we become like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yadav emuna. Then I both say that our emuna is not just something we have in our heart. Our emuna is not just something we carry in our mind. V'yadav emuna. The emuna is nispashet. The emuna takes over. It spreads out throughout my entire body. From my heart, all the way to my hands, from my mind, all the way to my feet. That's the Vahaya Ekev Tishmun. If I could hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in my heel, if the emuna ultimately is able to be nispashet, then that is the true hallmark of Judaic accomplishment. We are zocheh to have these two relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zekeli, miraculous God, Elokei Avi, everyday God. We should be zocheh to internalize these two levels of emuna, and we should be zocheh to have that emuna permeate every little part of our being.